equivalence partitioning input partitions. The idea that, in numerous cases, the inputs to a program can be chunked into groups of similar inputs is the basis of equivalence partitioning. For instance, a program accepting integers will accept any input as valid if it is an integer and reject if otherwise. Knowing that integers have an infinite range, the computer will limit the range of integers to a finite value in both negative and positive directions. Suppose the program accepts any value between negative 10,000 and positive 10,000. If a program separates numbers into two groups, whether negative or positive, the total integer range will be divided in three partitions. Values less than 0, 0, and values greater than 0. Each of these is known as equivalence partition, since every value within the partition is exactly equivalent to any other value in consideration with our program.